This is Akashwani, the news read by Ajay Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday held talks with Acting President of Venezuela, Delcy Rodriguez, in New Delhi. The two leaders reviewed the full spectrum of bilateral relations and explored new avenues of cooperation in energy, trade, investment, healthcare, and automobiles, among others. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said they had extensive discussions on expanding cooperation in energy, critical minerals, technology, agriculture, health, and people-to-people ties. He said that as a valued partner in Latin America, India's close cooperation with Venezuela holds immense importance for the global south. He said both nations will continue to work together for the mutual benefit of the people of the two countries. Addressing media after the talk, Secretary Srudhendra Tandon said Venezuela possesses one of the largest oil reserves in the world. He said today's discussions between the two sides focused on forging an energy partnership between the two countries, as Venezuelan energy sector is undergoing a fundamental transformation. Nepal's Minister for Foreign Affairs, Shishir Khanal, is visiting India from 5 to 7 June at the invitation of the Minister of External Affairs of India, Dr. S. Jaishankar. During the visit, Minister for Foreign Affairs Khanal will hold a formal meeting with Dr. S. Jaishankar in New Delhi. The two sides will discuss matters of mutual interest with a view to enhancing cooperation across key areas including trade, investment, connectivity, energy and people-to-people ties. As part of regular exchange of high-level visits, this visit will further consolidate the enduring and multifaceted bilateral relations between Nepal and India, said the MOFA. The Enforcement Directorate, ED, yesterday conducted searches at 9 premises in Champai, Mizoram, in connection with a case related to Myanmar areca nut smuggling and money laundering involving proceeds of crime over 970 crore rupees. The agency said investigations revealed that Burmese nationals smuggled dry areca nuts across the Tiaw River into India without customs clearance through Zugtawar and Champai and handed over the consignments to local facilitators at the border. The probe agency had noted that the investigation further revealed that e-way bills amounting to 251.19 crore rupees SGST and 86.25 crore rupees CGST were fraudulently issued in Champai district during the period from 2021 to 2024 for the movement of areca nuts, using forged plantation certificates and false custom clearance documents despite the plantation owners not being registered under GST. RBI Governor Sanjay Malhotra will today announce the bi-monthly monetary policy. According to the SBI research report, a repo rate hike will not be an appropriate response to deal with challenges like rising inflation and crude prices, depreciating rupee and potentially weak monsoon. It has instead suggested that RBI can use short-term interest rate tools and liquidity measures to address market distortions and support financial stability. A U.S. brokered ceasefire agreement between Israel and Lebanon has faced an immediate setback after Hezbollah rejected key provisions of the deal, raising fresh doubts about efforts to stabilize the conflict and prevent a wider regional escalation. Hezbollah Secretary General Naim Qassem rejected the terms, saying any requirement for the group to withdraw while Israel military operations continue would amount to surrender. He warned that attacks would continue as long as Lebanese territory remains under fire. The southwest monsoon has set in over Kerala yesterday. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over Kerala and Karnataka and heavy rainfall over Tamil Nadu during the next 7 days. Heavy to very heavy rainfall is also likely over Mahe, Puducherry and Karikal today. The IMD has predicted heavy rainfall over the Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Andhra Pradesh, Konkan, Goa, Lakshadweep, Madhya Maharashtra, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim, Telangana, Uttarakhand and the northeastern states during the next 2 days. According to the weather agency, Himachal Pradesh, Ladakh and Jammu and Kashmir are likely to experience thunderstorms and hailstorms till Saturday. Thunderstorms with winds reaching 50 to 60 kilometers per hour expected over Delhi, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Chhattisgarh, East Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh, Odisha and Uttar Pradesh. Thunderstorms and lightning are also likely over Bihar, Maharashtra, Gujarat, Jharkhand and West Rajasthan today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.